Sacktown Sports
Headlines.
With your Sacktown Sports headlines, I'm Simone. After three seasons, the Philadelphia 76ers have dismissed head coach Doc Rivers, the team announced earlier today. The Sixers were eliminated in the Eastern Conference semifinals for a third straight season, losing 112-88 in Game 7 to the Boston Celtics on Sunday. Philadelphia joins the likes of Milwaukee, Phoenix, Toronto, and Detroit, all with head coach openings. Otherwise in the association, it is draft lottery day. As far as the Sacramento Kings' pole position, last season's success denotes a 24th pick in this year's draft. At 5 p.m., just 30 minutes before Game 1 of the anticipated Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets, fans can tune in to ESPN to see where the fateful lottery balls drop. For more coverage on this exciting night, Sacktown Sports' very own digital talent, Joe Girose, has a complete write-up over at SacktownSports.com, or you can pull up your Sacktown Sports app. And lastly, some Bay Area MLB notes. The San Francisco Giants toppled the Phillies last night 6-3, and across the Bay, A's unable to fall into that win column. Diamondbacks take that one 5-2, consequently dropping Oakland to 9-34.
Ever seen them launch a grand slam?
I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. Kings fans, Nick and JJ have a real Sophie's choice for you. It's coming up next on Cattles and Rami.
One brings Maklof magic, while the other, we're still trying to figure that out.
Cattles and Rami.
Sacktown Sports.
All right, so Rami's out today, JJ in. Rami's out from this show. He was in for Chris and company in the midday.
Got to watch him, Nick.
Yep.
Keep your eyes on
him
moving forward.
My eyes are on him at all times. I mean, he just cheated right in front of us today.
Man. And once a cheater, always a cheater.
Out in the open. No big deal, right? Here I am with Chris Watkins in the midday.
That's the worst type of cheater.
Yeah.
Don't even care about your feelings.
All pompous about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All confident about his cheating. What are we trying to do here?
Lovable, squeezable, Nick.
So since Rami's out and JJ's in, I wanted to follow the we have to quit Dylan Brooks conversation, right? I wanted to follow that. Do we really want to continue to talk about Brooks? I was fatigued by the Dylan Brooks talk last week. But then JJ went and screwed everything up because he came up with a good question. And I said, that question is too much fun and too tough to not ask on the show today. So because of JJ, we are putting Dylan Brooks back on the table for today's show. And, of course, you know, there are some odds makers out there that have Brooks as, you know, maybe coming to the Kings. The Kings are one of the favorites to land Brooks. And a lot of people, as soon as Memphis let everyone know that Brooks was done there under any circumstances, quote unquote. Funny, they haven't said that about Ja Morant. But under any circumstances, Brooks is out of the mix in Memphis. He's going to be a free agent. Someone else is going to be a free agent this offseason, most likely. And that someone else is Draymond Green.
Yeah.
So we've got Draymond Green on one side. Someone who Kings fans, I think, cannot stand. Most of them. After the Domas stomp, all of that stuff, Draymond is public enemy number one. Then we got Dylan Brooks on the other side. Brooks versus Green. Now, Green, again, he has a decision to make, JJ. He has a player option that he can opt into. Here was Draymond talking on his podcast recently about that impending decision.
Obviously, I have a player option. My agent is Mr. Richard Paul. He is the best in the business. We have not had the opportunity yet to sit down and discuss any future things. If I call Rich during the season, I was like, Rich, all right, so here's what I'm thinking for free agent. He'd probably hang up in my face. Like, he's not ever jumping the gun. He's not about to talk contract during a season unless it's like, yo, we need to get an extension done before the season is over. So as far as future goes, like, what I can tell you is, like I said last night, which is I want to be here. I've been here 11 years. Like, you don't just get out of way. You don't just throw that away. And quite frankly, I think we still have more championships that we can and will win. But also an understanding that this is a business. I know the business side of it. I know the penalties that lie ahead with the new CBA. I think winning is worth it. And I know we still will win. When I do have a decision, you will know it here first. How about that?
Well, there you go. If anybody's worried about Draymond's decision, he will announce it on his podcast and alleviate anybody's, you know, headaches and concern about Draymond's future. But JJ's question this morning was, if you had to choose one, and look, it's radio, it's May, we need content, it's a good question, it's a fun question. If you had to choose one to be on the Kings next year, would you choose Draymond or would you choose Brooks? Which one are you taking and why? If you had to take one of them. 916-339-1140 is the text line. The phone number is 1-800-920-1140. You can also answer us in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. So, JJ, you came up with this question, so I asked you the question. Which one of the two would you take? Would you take Brooks or would you take Draymond?
I'm taking upside, Nick. I'm taking Dylan Brooks. Mm-hmm. I think just as he has said and just as he wants to, I guess, wants to let everyone know, enlighten everyone, that he can do more than what he has been capable, what he has shown in Memphis, especially last year. I'm taking a flyer on DB for at least a year or two, and I'll tell you why. Both of them do, but he brings what the Kings need more now than ever. Sitting down there being blessed to have the opportunity to be at every playoff game here at home. I didn't go to one on the road.
Sitting next to Kyrie.
Kyrie's daughter.
Kyle Shanahan. John Lynch.
I prefer to say Kyrie's daughter. Kyrie's daughter was such a beautiful young girl. Just a beautiful girl, by the way.
Big deal, JJ, sitting next to me.
Lovable, squeezable, Nick.
I'm nervous sitting next to JJ.
No,
he's such a big deal.
No, you're not. You're perfectly fine, brother. They need the toughness. And they need the defense. They need someone who can punch you in the mouth. They need someone who can control themselves. Follow me here. Dylan Brooks, what makes people dislike him, for the most part, is what he says off the court.
Mm.
He has a couple of things on the court, you know, that he flies off the handle.
He might have backhanded LeBron in the junk.
Maybe.
But, you know.
But, I mean, look, LeBron just caused that. LeBron has wanted many people to backhand them in the junk. They just have chose not to go that far the length, you know. But unlike Draymond, I think he can handle himself a little more within the lines, within the 48, within the game, on the floor stuff with me. 16.2, 17.2, 18.4. That was his point total prior to this year, 14.3. Perennial 80% free throw shooter. Started in the mid-70s, crept up to 83, 84, dropped down a little bit this year. His numbers went down. He brings what you need.
Mm.
He's not so much as a 3-and-D guy. I think he has a little more to offer. And I'll say this. You said something earlier that caught my attention. Maybe he has something to prove. Maybe he can push the limits and let everyone know that I'm not the guy that everybody is boxing me in. And I took the step back for the greater good of the team this year. But next year, I'm going to go back out and show. And that's what he's told us. So I'm taking him for face value. But he's the guy that the Kings need more than Draymond.
You know, I think I would take Brooks. And I agree with your fit on the floor. I think the fit on the floor is better. Like, if Draymond Green, to me, doesn't necessarily fit the Kings, he is your Sabonis, so to speak, in a way. Like, the Warriors utilize Green like they utilize Sabonis. They run some offense through him. He's critical to facilitating within that offensive structure with the movement around him. So if you had him and Domas, you now have two guys who don't love shooting the ball.
Kayvon Looney, Draymond Green.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have Domas, and again, hopefully during this offseason, he works on his assertiveness, and we see next year if teams are, you know, parking in the paint and giving him that 15-footer that he takes it. But teams would do that all day long against Domas and Draymond. They would just lay off of them, and they would say, hey, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost playing like, you know, I'd say 3.5-on-5 versus playing the 5-on-5. So the fit on the floor. Something else, and I'm going to stand by this. I'm going to keep saying this. When we talk about some of the bigger additions or the bigger addition or big addition this offseason for the Kings, I want to see that first number in the age being a 2 and not a 3. And Dylan Brooks, he's 27 years old. He's still in his prime. Draymond, He's heading into the mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm going to pay money to somebody, I want to pay that money to somebody that can grow alongside this core. You look at Sabonis, who's 27, and everybody else is under that 27 mark in this core. Fox, Herder, Keegan. So if you're trying to stick with that core, I want guys that are in their 20s. And Brooks is 27, so he fits that mold. He fits better on the floor. He fits better from the timeline standpoint. He can knock down threes, theoretically. Wasn't necessarily great this year, but he can theoretically knock down threes. Draymond can't, even on a theoretical basis, consistently.
It's over.
And I also wonder, like, would you really want to bring in Draymond after the Domas stuff?
No.
I think Domas would be professional about it. I do. But do you want to even bring that into the locker room? Do you even? That's almost
good point.
That's playing with some fire, right? Like the whole handshake thing, and I have no doubt that Draymond would say all the right things. I mean, he Superman punched Jordan Poole out at a practice and was able to work his way through it.
Right hand cross.
So I would go with Dylan Brooks, but I want to know what the people think. If you had, again, the game is, we're playing a game here. If you had to pick one of Draymond or Dylan Brooks to add to this Kings roster for next year, which one would it be and why? 916-339-1140 is the text line. The phone number is 1-800-920-1140. YouTube.com/SacktownSports1140. We'll get to your reaction. Also, is Sacramento about to add another major sports franchise? We'll have some details for you in 90 seconds.
You 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive. Cattles and Robbie.
Sacktown Sports.
All right, I just fired up a Twitter poll for you at Nick C Radio. Have some fun here at Nick C Radio. If you had to choose one this offseason to add to the roster, which would you choose, Draymond or Dylan Brooks? Option A is Draymond, option B is Dylan Brooks again. You can follow me on Twitter at Nick C Radio. We also have a YouTube poll up as well asking you the same question. YouTube.com/SacktownSports1140. And if you're just joining us, we're at 52 likes. We're trying to get to 75 likes. If we get to 75 likes before the end of this show, Simone will show herself on YouTube.
Yup.
Wearing her Snuggie.
My Snuggie.
Simone in a Snuggie. If we get to 75 likes, just for the GIFs that we can use. Yes, I went back to GIF. I'm not doing GIF anymore.
Serving Ben Simmons realness today if we get up to 75 likes.
So YouTube.com/SacktownSports1140. Try to get those 75 likes, and then you'll have Simone in the Snuggie before we bid you adieu on this Tuesday.
Do you think we could recreate the Ben Simmons photo with Simone?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not too difficult, right? To recreate that.
Just a table, bottle of wine, couple things, knickknacks, as my grandmother
Easy.
Used to call
it. That's Wednesday
by the
night.
Way, did you say he was wearing a Snuggie or did you say he was snuggling earlier?
He was snuggling.
Okay.
He was snuggled
good.
In a, yeah, he was
snuggled.
Because
I wanted to make sure I didn't want you to feel like I wasn't listening.
Oh, no, it's all good, brother. It's all right, man. You're doing all
right.
I know
Rami listens
here.
To like one out of every 100 words that I say.
No, man, you're doing, look, one thing I realize, unlike Rami, is I'm going to give you credit there, Nick. You're doing 92 things right now.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Rami doesn't take that seriously.
Rami's thinking about the next joke.
Absolutely. As he should. He's a comedian.
So we ask you, again, pure fun, if you had to choose, or maybe it's excruciating for you, if you had to choose...
Why people hate Dylan Brooks so much, man?
If you had to choose between Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks, which one would you choose and why? Nick Town, YouTube, says, easy, goes with Draymond Green. P. Diddy Diddy says Draymond would be the new Cousins, man. PF all day long. The new Cousins.
Those are Cousin fans.
TCG, Brooks, if you took Dre, Sabonis would leave after next year. And I brought that up. You know, not just, you know, from a basketball standpoint, those guys don't necessarily fit great. But with all the shenanigans that happened in that series, are you almost... you know, pouring gasoline on that fire by bringing Draymond into town.
Yeah. It's interesting because I didn't really, my mind didn't go there. I definitely put the Mike Brown and Draymond relationship and forgot about the Domas-Draymond relationship.
TC, just think about the team last year, but with Dylan on that team, with his edge.
Come on now. One thing we know, he wasn't backing down from the Lakers.
Manny, too legit. I don't want to take either as well, but if we had to choose one, I'd say Brooks, but he better be staying on the bench the whole time. Well, no.
That's not going to
happen. That wouldn't be good.
Wouldn't even come.
Text line, 916-339-1140. Brooks, because Draymond punched his own teammate. Superman punch, knocked him straight out.
Man.
Captain
straight
Falcon.
Out. I mean, that was...
Whew. Still to this day, if you're Jordan Poole, are you not trying to fire back on Draymond? Just quickly, I want to divert the show. You letting it ride, you being a bigger man?
What, like now the season's over, so you're going to, like, you're saying just... Go with the flamethrower?
Like, as soon as the exit interview, like, we're done, we're going back.
If you want to leave Golden State. If you want to leave Golden State. But I think if I was in that spot, if I'm Jordan Poole, I'm keeping my mouth closed. Because you didn't have a great year. You were awful in the postseason. And I think if you go out and start yapping.
But see, I'm not saying yapping, Nick. I'm saying you just got eliminated by the Lakers. You're cleaning out your locker the next day, second day, whatever. You got to do your exit interviews.
Yep.
And you walk by Draymond. Are you, bro, you got Seba in the parking lot. That's what I'm talking about.
Are people going to find out about it?
Of course. But one way or another, listen, if Draymond punching Jordan Poole came out, then just about anything could be. But maybe we go somewhere and lock ourselves in. But I'm just saying, as a man, as someone that got sucker punched and you weren't able to get off your shots, are you at least getting that Draymond and say, man, we gotta handle this behind closed doors?
Well, if you think you got a chance against him.
Okay. Well,
if you think that he's just going to ragdoll you and drag you, maybe Poole's like, I felt that power. I'm staying away from it. He got hit with that right hand. He don't want to get close to the right hand anymore.
He did. He did.
My man got shook.
I got to see you.
It is easier to knock somebody out when they're not, you know,
the body's loose.
For it.
A little limp. Yeah.
Like, dude hit him with a Superman punch and he wasn't ready for it at all. Timmy must be fun at parties because he says neither. Doesn't matter what we want. Ask Monty.
I agree with you. This is painful.
All right. Well, thanks. Fantastic.
Just not a Dylan Brooks guy.
Who is?
No, I just mean he's not interesting to me.
Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is a Dylan Brooks guy.
Dylan Brooks loves himself some Dylan Brooks.
He does.
And his glasses with the
and he Dylan Brooks doesn't pull the hate out of me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, I'm like, kind of indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He's irritating.
I don't dislike him. So, I don't hate him. Yeah, it's like, I could stomach him, especially playing for my team.
I nothing Dylan Brooks.
Meanwhile, Cattles and Rami, JJ in for Rami. We will get to your reaction, more of your reaction about Dylan Brooks or Draymond Green. I see a number of you lined up, but I did want to touch on this for at least a couple of minutes, JJ. So Elliot Friedman, who is a NHL insider for Sportsnet in Canada, Sacramento, apparently, growing interest as an NHL market one day.
What?
So Friedman says the NHL is looking at Sacramento as a possibility to host a franchise in their league at some point here. Who knows? It's one day, could be next year, 2 years, 4 years. I'm all for it. Hockey team in Sacramento. Look, I'm obviously originally from the Northeast. I didn't grow up a big hockey guy. I got into hockey when I got a little bit older. I was more baseball and basketball first, and then I grew absolutely in love with football and yada, yada. But, yeah, I mean, look, the fact that Sacramento is a one franchise city in a top 30 market's ridiculous.
Joke.
It's a joke. And I think absolutely, if you got 80% of the passion from what you get for the Kings, for a hockey team, that hockey team, to use a wrestling term, would be one of the most over teams in the entire sport. I think it would be fantastic. Live hockey's incredible. If you've never gone to a live NHL game, not every single person will love it, but I'm telling you, if you go to a live NHL game, it's so much damn fun. It's a great time.
It's an experience.
And in the NHL, expansion teams have a chance.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, the Nashville Predators. The Seattle Kraken just lost last night in a game 7. Vegas is in the Western Conference Finals. So it's not like one of those things where, like, NHL expansion teams have done a really good job first couple of years of being meaningful.
Yeah.
It's not like you're an expansion team and, hey, we'll talk to you in 10 years. it's like you can compete legitimately almost right away. So I'm all for it, man. Add another major sports franchise to this city. I'd love it.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Sac is ready for two sports. We are a leading city. We have one of the best state arenas out when it comes to the G1C. Look, the MLS announced today that they're going with San Diego, which we, if you know anything about the MLS and the history and the Sac Republic, you know, gunning, you can pin it on whoever you want to why it's not happening. I'm not going down that road, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And if the MLB and the Giants keep hating, playing the hater role, it doesn't look like baseball is ever coming here. And I'll say MLB and the Giants, because the Giants have a big stranglehold of the territory of what's going on.
Yeah.
So bring it, Nick. Come on, brother. Strap it on up. I'm gonna put the blades on myself. I'm gonna go out. We're gonna do this thing. You know, I'm not a hockey guy, but you said it. Las Vegas, it worked. I never knew it would work. San Jose, it's been on top for there. LA, they love it. I'm not sure about Phoenix. You can correct me on Phoenix. I know they're kind of hit and miss, but I mean, they're still there.
They're trying to get a stadium deal is the problem.
So a couple of things here. One Groovy Greg on YouTube says Sacramento can't even land Major League Soccer. Here's the difference, though. Mm. The report is that the NHL is interested in Sacramento. It's not that you're trying to recruit the NHL. You're not trying to sell the NHL on you. Mm-hmm. The NHL is looking at Sacramento, which is smart, by the way, because they're looking at Sacramento, say, top 30 market, capital of California. The Kings fan base is incredible. There's no baseball team, no football team, obviously the Rivercats, but no major sports franchise baseball team. Yep. The Oakland A's are likely leaving to Vegas, which leaves you even less options.
And you have the built-in rivals, San Jose, L.A., Anaheims, yes. Las Vegas, Seattle Kraken. You can make that one division.
And you know for a fact the NHL is looking at the ratings from the NBA playoffs and saying, well, Sacramento, again, passionate. And, you know, some wondering, Beeman saying, you know, does more than 5% of the people in this area watch hockey? Look, man, I'm not sure how many people were watching hockey in Nashville before they got a team.
Or Las Vegas.
And if you've ever seen the Las Vegas night, I mean, the Golden Knights are just outrageous.
Crazy.
The pregame stuff, the halftime stuff, the crowd's crazy. Nashville is bananas as a crowd. It's if you build it, they will come kind of scenario.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think it'd be fantastic. I'm telling you, if you've never – many of the people listening that don't watch hockey, not into hockey, I'm telling you, you go to an NHL game with a couple of friends.
Oh, this quick.
Most of you, not all of you, most of you are going to be sold.
Yes.
Most of you are going to go, that was a lot of fun.
It's an experience.
I want to go back.
It is an experience.
And Golden One's one of the best arenas in the country. Like, I think you could do so much.
And again, I'm not pinning tail on anybody's donkey because we don't know why the MLS has not come here. You can say whatever you want to say why it has not come here. But it's a great point in what you're saying, Nick, is the NHL is interested. And you can believe Vivek is definitely interested in, because we've seen with the Rivercats, we've seen him put his name in the hat a little bit when it comes to the Premier League and over that way with soccer. He's looking to expand. Something he's got the itch for expansion. And you can believe they're coming to him and to talk to him first. Look, before we go move any further, are you interested in this? And he has the money.
All right, we'll get back to some of your reaction on Draymond Green versus Dylan Brooks. If you had to choose one of those guys to add to this roster next year, which one would you add? And also your thoughts on Sacramento. Reportedly, Elliot Friedman, one of the best insiders in the business at Sportsnet, up at TSN, reporting that the NHL looking at Sacramento as a possible market at some point here in the future. So your thoughts on that, I'd absolutely love it. We'll get to all that and more coming up.
Sactown Sports
Headlines.
With your Sactown Sports Headlines, I'm Simone. After three seasons, the Philadelphia 76ers have dismissed head coach Doc Rivers, the team announced earlier today. The Sixers were eliminated in the Eastern Conference semifinals for a third straight season, losing 112-88 in Game 7 to the Boston Celtics on Sunday. Philadelphia joins the likes of Milwaukee, Phoenix, Toronto, and Detroit all with head coach openings. Otherwise, in the association, it is draft lottery day. As far as the Sacramento Kings' pole position, last season's success denotes a 24th pick in this year's draft. At 5 p.m., just 30 minutes before Game 1 of the anticipated Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver Nuggets, fans can tune in to ESPN to see where the fateful lottery balls drop. For more coverage on this exciting night, Sactown Sports' very own digital talent, Joe Girose, has a complete write-up over at SactownSports.com, or you can pull up your Sactown Sports app. And lastly, some Bay Area MLB notes. The San Francisco Giants toppled the Phillies last night 6-3, and across the Bay, A's unable to fall into that win column. Diamondbacks take that one 5-2, consequently dropping Oakland to 9-34.
Ever seen them launch a grand slam?
I'm Simone. Those are your Sactown Sports headlines. Welcome back into Cattles and Rami with special guest host JJ.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
We have just a ton of reaction from all of you, doing a great job. We'll get to the phones. We got YouTube popping. Text line is popping. Of course, a couple of things we've been talking about that have a lot of people reacting. Number one, if you had to choose, we're having some fun, okay? We're having some fun. If you had to choose between Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks, two of the guys who have been all over the news over the past couple of weeks and months during the postseason, polarizing players, which one of those two guys would you rather have on the Kings for next year if you had to choose one of them? We also talked about last segment the idea of an NHL team coming to Sacramento. Now, this is not just for fun. We didn't dream up this scenario. Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet, who's one of the best NHL insiders in the business, has recently said that Sacramento is growing interest as an NHL market one day. Again, we don't know if this would be a year, 2 years, 5 years, but the idea is that the NHL is looking at Sacramento as a possibility. They look at Sacramento, they see opportunity. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it would be great. Some of the reaction to that. Let's see. Fans says, I'd become a hockey fan. Well, there you go. YouTube, yes. Jack G, I'd be open to watching hockey if Sacramento had a team. Yeah, man, once you have something to root for, once you have a team to root for, I think you'll give it a chance. I mean, if you love sports, even if you strongly like sports, if a professional sports franchise comes into your city, I think the vast majority of sports fans will give that sport, that team, a shot.
Yeah.
And that's what you saw in Nashville. That's what you saw in Vegas. That's what you saw in a lot of these markets. Even a place like Florida.
Yeah.
At one time, people would have said, Florida? Florida's in the Eastern Conference Finals now.
Tampa's always good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at these other cities, and it's worked. And so it makes some sense to me. Ryan in Sactown, YouTube chat, says you could put underwater basket weaving in Sacramento.
People going to go.
And the city would support it.
I'm with them.
Roger Massey, I've never watched a hockey game, but would if we got a team. I think you'd have a lot of Roger Masseys, I think. Primo J, only thing that sucks is hockey season lines up perfectly with basketball season. Oh, no, Primo J. Let me tell you, that's why it's great.
Yeah.
Like, every night you have something happening. Every night you've got something to watch. Every night you're jazzed up to watch your local team in the fall and winter. It's absolutely fantastic. And here's one more angle I would say. If you want Midtown.
Man.
To be rocking.
Man. So you got to go to work.
Midtown would be rocking.
Man.
If you had an NBA team and an NHL team. You want to talk about growing Midtown? You want to talk about growing job opportunities in Midtown? I mean, making money? That would be one of the biggest check marks for you. If you're Sacramento and you're looking at this, and you know the NHL is looking at you. Again, it's not like it's going to happen this second, but the report came out, and I think it's fascinating.
Man.
You know, if the NHL is looking at you, the first thing you're thinking is, man, Midtown's going to be great. You want to talk about great, Midtown's going to be great.
Telling you, Nate.
Every business is going to be pumping during the fall and winter.
The Sacramento Rattlesnakes, I'm with it, brother. Put me on.
Is that what you would do? Is that what you would do?
Text line said Sacramento Salmon.
Seattle has the best one, I think. I love the
What's
Seattle
Kraken.
I love that.
You know, the other part, Nick, last time we both were in Vegas here a couple months ago, one of the Uber drivers, he picked us up, and I'm looking at him. He's draped down, and I'm looking in his car. This dude's got Las Vegas Nights everywhere.
Yep.
It's like everywhere, from the dashboard to the tailpipe, right? And so I'm asking him about it. He's like, oh, man, you must really like the Knights. He's like, dude, born and raised in Las Vegas, absolutely love it. My team. What didn't come from nowhere else, like
yep.
the Raiders.
Yep.
And, you know, this originated here. I'm all in. My family, my wife, I got my kids.
It's got tickets.
Yes. So I asked him about the Raiders, and he's like, eh, not there yet, man. He was like, you know, I said, have you been to a Raider game? He's like, no. I said, wait a minute. You have season tickets? He was like, dude, I work hard. That's why I Uber for season tickets.
Yeah.
For the Las Vegas Knights.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot
Sign
of fun.
Me up.
Delivery Joe says, I got on YouTube just to tell you guys I'd 100 see Sacramento hockey. I'm all in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Manny, too legit. I'd go to a hockey game if we had a team just for the experience.
There it goes.
Your guy, Jay Young, jumps in. Went to a Ducks game in Anaheim against the Gretzky-coached Phoenix Coyotes.
Ah.
Like 13 years ago. Still remember the love we got.
Man.
That was my first NHL game, and now I follow the Ducks.
Wow.
After 13 years.
That's cold.
Going to that game.
See?
Also, talking Draymond versus Dylan Brooks for fun. Which one would you take? Text line, Brooks all day. He's better than Green. Lakers fans hate him. He would be a great fit. Another text. We're seriously debating a Hall of Famer and former Defensive Player of the Year versus Dylan Brooks. Well, yeah, I mean.
He's 33.
He's 33. He's no longer Defensive Player of the Year. Text line, Brooks on the defense, Monk on offense would be fire. They got that edge the team needs. And another text, Draymond, because we need to vet. Also, he has the Brown connection. And winning pedigree, Brooks has too much to prove. He needs to be a piece on Laker-type top-heavy team. So, texter says, bring on Draymond, the vet presence, the Mike Brown connection, and he has that winning pedigree. All right, let's go to the people. Let's go to TC. TC wants to talk about Brooks and Draymond, our fun question. What's up, TC?
Oh, man, what's up, Ron? Hey, what's up, Nick, JJ, Simone, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
Beautiful.
All right, man, just tap in a little bit. First and foremost, I'm not even into hockey. I got a few points, but I'm not even into hockey. But if we get a hockey team, I'm all over it. And that'd be great for the city. I don't know what else to say about that. I just know that'd be a great move. And I think everybody's all in on the Kings and even to the River Cats some way. And our soccer team, like, that'll just add fun to the city, for sure.
I agree. What else you got, TC?
Dylan Brooks. I'm taking Dylan Brooks over Draymond. But see, I was one of the ones that said I wouldn't mind Draymond, but y'all made sense. I didn't think about the whole Draymond and Domas. That wouldn't mesh. But, like, Dylan Brooks, like, his whole edge coach under Mike Brown will be awesome. Just think about Dylan Brooks on the Beam team last year under control.
Hi, TC. We appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening, as always, my friend. We appreciate you. Look, I think maybe you could do something for charity. Maybe you have a Domas versus Draymond Green pro wrestling match. Hopefully neither of them get hurt. Maybe you can work a charity event out. Arm wrestling event or something.
But lovable, yeah, squeezable, Nick.
That relationship would have to be repaired.
Yeah.
You'd have to figure out a way. Again, I do think Domas would be professional. Draymond, it's tough to say he'd be professional after you see him punch Jordan Poole in the face. Like, you would hope he would be, but...
Be tough.
Hmm.
It'd be tough.
He says the right things, at least.
You came and karate kicked me in my ribs. I might not want to play with you, Nick.
A little stomp action, not happy about it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue. I mean, we got a lot. We got a lot to get to. Just over an hour left of the program. We're up, by the way, to 70 likes. We need five more likes. If we get five more likes.
Fever.
If we get five more likes, Simone will show up on the YouTube before the end of this show.
Yeah.
Wearing her Snuggie.
Ben Simmons
right.
style.
We're going to make that happen. We're going to make that happen. Also, we got a fun, interesting edition of They Said What coming up for you.
You never know what you're going to get with an open mic. It's the good, bad, ugly, and funny from this past week in sports.
They said what?
On Cattles and Rami.
Alright, congratulations to the YouTubers. 82 likes. Woo! 82 likes. Try to get to 100 now, but 82 likes beats the 75-like goal, which means our own Simone will be wearing her Snuggie.
Absolutely.
Here's what we're going to do. Simone will unveil her Snuggie at 5 o'clock, okay? After her headline, Simone will reveal her Snuggie. We'll have Snuggie Simone in studio at 5 o'clock. And then Simone's going to hang out with us for the 5 o'clock segment to do the top story. And she'll remain in her Snuggie. So, full segment in the Snuggie.
If we get to 100, she'll stay for the draft lottery.
God. I'm just trying to be on my Ben Simmons right now. Just snuggled up, feet up, we're good.
So you want to stay tuned for that? Snuggie Simone debuts in about 15 minutes or so. Also, we got to give away some Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. We'll do that in a little while on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. We got those Maniscalco tickets to give away. So we got a lot of stuff going on here. But let's roll with the they said what for this week on this Tuesday. We have a lot of things to get to. Now, going back, had to be like a few weeks ago, Alex Verdugo of the Red Sox did a post-game interview on the field with NESN, the New England Sports Network. And Verdugo could not stop dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah.
He dropped like 3 or 4 F-bombs, I think it was. So apparently this is a problem in the Red Sox clubhouse because Jaron Duran, who is also a Red Sox, he was on ESPN. And apparently Duran decided to let it fly on ESPN. Listen to this.
That's it? Get your bleeping hands up and right? More like that. Justin, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got the gist of it. You know, you told me to get my f-ing hands up and be ready to f-ing the ball hard, you know?
So, yeah, I'm going to confirm what you just said, and then I'm going to actually add the cursing to it, even though you obviously did not want to do that. Not once, but twice. So not one, but two F-bombs. It is something with the Red Sox team, Verdugo, Duran, whoever it is. They show up on ESPN or any television network live, watch out. They got a hot mic.
They need to be on the apps or they need to be recorded and then edited and played. Yeah, at this point, they're not to be trusted, Nick. You cannot trust a young fella that plays in the Boston Red Sox dugout.
So that happened. Then, I love this moment. Mother's Day on Sunday, okay? Mother's Day on Sunday. So this was kind of apropos. The game wasn't on Sunday, but it's, you know, Mother's Day weekend. And Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat, after beating the Knicks and winning that series, he's up at the podium speaking to the media. And here's what happened for Bam.
I have a lot of respect for Jalen. And it's not just... Hold up. Hi, Mommy. Yes. No. I'm in media. I'm in media. Nah, I wasn't in it. Nah, it's all good, Ma. Sorry. What'd you say?
I was wondering how long the phone call was going to go.
Right.
What's his mom saying? Like, right. I'm sorry?
Two things there, Nick. This is the truth. First of all, or three things. I could kind of hear Mom a little bit. You could hear it in just faintly.
Yeah.
The second thing is, when Mom calls, doesn't matter what you're doing. You take that call.
You shut it all down.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how long Mom was going to hang on the other end.
And like, then the third part of it, and I know you get this, we're married and moms and, you know, been blessed with have women. Sometimes they get a little long-winded.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Now, if Kelly was listening to this show, she would be like, how dare you? How dare you? Because I am known as the long-winded one in the relationship. Talk show host thing, I guess. There's been multiple times where Kelly and I are talking about something and I realize that she's just staring at me like, when is this over? And I just keep going. I power through.
That boy.
But that was a fantastic
Bam
that was a fantastic
said,
moment.
I'm in media. And his mom was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm in media.
Doesn't
what?
Mean nothing to me.
Mommy.
Yeah.
I don't care about your media. You're talking to Mom right now.
That's right.
You tell those reporters to wait.
Why didn't you lock the front door? at the house when I told you I was coming in at a certain time. You didn't give me anything. You know something was coming. Mom's had a question, you could tell.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Right in the middle of
straight
it.
Straight up.
And Bam knew he had to pick it up. He's like, this is Mom. I got to pick it up.
Yep.
There's no option.
No.
There's a reporter in the background who's like, this is a first for me.
Yeah, he can't tell Mom, sorry, Mom, I didn't pick up the phone. I was in media.
There's no
excuse for that.
You
got to pick it up.
Yep.
Cousin P said he should have put her on speakerphone. That would have been fantastic.
Oh, that would be cold. But he probably knew, man, Mom's ain't to be dealt with like that. I better tell my Mom, look, you should say hi to the media, because if you put her on speakerphone and don't pre-warn her, you're going to get another call.
I was going to say, and also, maybe Mom's a little salty like Jaron Duren. Maybe the language would be a little bit too much. And say, oh, Mom, she's Mom, chill out.
Part relax. Of the Red Sox clubhouse.
Calm down, Mom. Almost, I feel like it's almost at least like once a month that we have a TNT inside the NBA back and forth. Charles Barkley, Shaq, Kenny Smith, EJ. They're always getting into something. And here was Shaq of the TNT crew late last week.
Because Miami, they may win another game, but if they go back to Miami, bring one set of clothes. Because it's going to be
they only playing one game.
Huh?
They'd only play one game. Go back. They don't play.
If you shut your fat face and listen, I'm talking about the Knicks. If the Knicks win,
I know.
And they get back.
They only play one game.
They
only need to bring one.
They
only want
because only one guy black.
He go back to New York.
No, but then they go home. So I'm saying.
No, you don't just say. You just
you cut yourself. So this is why I hate talking to you. Bring one set because your ass staying there. So bring a short set.
Why don't you stay there?
Because your season over. What, you going
to
go back
home? You got to go back home.
No, you're not going to go back home and get
charged. No, you're making stuff up. Hey,
let me finish.
Okay. Let's go ahead and finish. We want to hear it.
Bring one set and stay your ass in Miami because your season over.
Okay. Nice try.
Stay at the beach. Sit next to the beach and Kenny.
Now you got to throw me in.
Kenny.
He joined you all along. Now you going to throw me in.
No, because you over there laughing.
Laughing. If he was right this time, I can't laugh when he's right. Wait. If he's right, I'm going to laugh.
I don't mind y'all laughing, but when y'all make Ernie laugh,
you Ernie
laugh too. I'm going to get up and I'm going to just start swinging with them.
Hey, you going to run around and check. Hey, if you guys go back to Miami, pack three suits.
Shaq was so wrong, and he was so into it deep. He just kept burying himself.
As he should.
He's like, bring one suit. And they're like, well, yeah, you only have to bring one suit. You have one game in Miami. But there's no need for any more. And he's like, yeah, because they're only going to play one in Miami. He's like, yes, exactly. Oh, my God. Fantastic. Nikola Jokic, he is a man of many talents on the basketball floor. He also has a very good sense of humor. Seems to be a pretty entertaining cat.
Yeah.
Here was Jokic after the Nuggets had beat the Suns, finished up their second round matchup, about his plans as he waited for the Western Conference Finals.
What are you going to do during this layoff as you await your opponent?
Probably watch my friend race horses in Italy, be around my family. Hopefully it's going to be a sunny so I can be outside, swimming pool, relaxing.
Yeah, swimming pool, watch a little bit of horse racing, you know.
This dude owns, like, professional horses. It's crazy.
Enjoy the sun. Well, I mean, when you make as much money as he does, I guess you find ways to spend it.
But another NBA player wouldn't be, like, owning professional horses in Europe.
People own horses all the time.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network owns a horse.
Yeah. It's quite a...
It ran in the Kentucky Derby.
Melo's has some money on in on some horses. There's a bunch of guys who get in on that.
Does James Harden, or does he save that all that coin for strip clubs?
Lemon peppers, man. You know how James Harden get down,
he's
brother.
He's too.
He invests in other kinds of stallions, please.
See, I don't want to laugh because the ego is, you know, I feel like if she says a good line, there's the pressure of me, like, reacting to it. And then she's like, yes, that got over. Now I can't wait to drop the next one on.
Man, you got
to
still be natural, Nick. You got to be yourself, man.
It was a good line, Simone.
Thank you.
Tip of the cap to you, my lady.
Appreciate you.
Good work back there.
There you go.
All right, let's finish this up. Some of the reaction here. So Silent in the YouTube chat, Sacramento Opossums?
The what?
Sacramento
possums?
Oh, I hate that.
That's terrible.
Keep it?
He did put haha, Jake. Oh, just okay. Kidding.
Someone put out Sacramento raccoons, which I like, but other people wouldn't.
Silent also said, if Sacramento got an NHL team, would we light the beam for them? No, I feel like you got to keep that.
You got to do something different.
Come up with something different.
Yeah.
At least a different color. I don't know. Yeah.
Brian Cruz, the Sacramento trees.
We stealing Stanford's mascot?
I was going to say.
I need a little something like, well, first of all, Stanford's not the trees. That's like their official mascot.
Yeah,
they're the cardinal.
We need something a little mean, though. Like a possum ain't scaring nobody.
Yeah, no. Raccoon ain't scaring.
Yeah, I mean, what you putting off, oxygen? We need something a little more scary.
I think it's a mouthful, but I did see this on the text line. I like the sturgeons. That's very California.
Well, that's a name that we've already used.
Oh.
The Sacramento sturgeons.
That's on me. I'm going to pipe down.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Patrick Donaldson said the Sacramento beams.
That's lazy. Lazy.
Hockey team would be great, he says. All right, we got an update on Ja Morant. We also have to unveil Snuggy Simone as she joins us for the top story. You don't want to miss that. All of it coming up next.
The King season might be over, but Sacktown Sports coverage never stops.
I feel like we grew a lot during this playoff series with our defense, and if we can sustain that during the year, that's going to help us a lot.
Stay tuned all off season to Sacktown Sports and SacktownSports.com for the latest Kings news.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Get top deals on everything you need to freshen up your yard, like the Kobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit, only at Lowe's. Was $199, now just $149. Plus, get your lawn in shape with up to $15 off select Scott's Easy Seed Lawn Repair Mixes. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, Scott's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.